The Assassin's Prayer by Ariana Franklin, read by Diana Bishop. Part 1, Chapter 1. Between the parishes of Shepfold and Martlake in Somerset existed an area of no man's land and a lot of ill feeling. Just as the nearby towns of Glastonbury and Wells were constantly at odds, so were these two small villages. They disputed constantly over whose pigs had a right to graze on the beechmast of the intervening forest, which stream was diverted to irrigate whose crops, whose goats trespassed over the boundary and ate whose laundry. Today, Lammas Saturday, after a fine summer that had enabled the harvest to be brought in exceptionally early, the two sets of villagers, everybody who could walk and even some who couldn't, faced each other across this strip of ground. A dais had been erected to accommodate Lady Emma of Wolvercote. Her manor was in Shepfold, and her husband. With them were Sir Richard de Mayne. His manor was in Martlake. The two parish priests, an Arab doctor, his attendant, and an elderly woman. Before them lay a ball the size of a good pumpkin, consisting of tough leather stitched over a globe of withies stuffed with sawdust. Father Ignatius, Shepfold, made the last of many appeals to prevent what was going to happen. "My lady, Sir Richard, it is not too late to avert this evil and send all home. The sheriff has specifically banned..." His protest fell on stony ground. Staring straight ahead, Sir Richard said, "If Shepfold is prepared to be humiliated yet again, who am I to disappoint them?" Lady Emma, also refusing to turn her head, breathed heavily through her pretty nose. "This year, it will be Martlake who are humiliated."